What the you know what? I'm going to rescind that. What the because I know exactly what CNN was thinking when they're like, let's host a town hall with Donald Trump.
What were they thinking, man?
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. And yeah, it's probably not good for the country, but cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
I put a link in there. Apparently, where is that? CNN's own employees are
disparaging.
Oh, my glasses. Disparaging the Trump town hall. And right about the middle of it.
Yeah.
CNN CEO Chris Licht.
I did what now?
Quote. Yeah. Quote, I'm aware that there have been people with opinions / backlash, and that is absolutely expected. And I will say this as clearly as I possibly can. You do not have to like the former president's answers, but you can't say we didn't get them. Caitlin pressed them again and again and made a lot of news.
If this is what passes for news these days.
God. So prior to Trump, let me say this. Okay. I can't resist saying it. I really fucking hate Donald Trump. There are a few people that I can honestly say I hate, and he is definitely one of them. So he's in a unique list. You don't have to agree with me. I can just tell you, I personally hate the guy. He's a piece of shit. That's how I felt about him. People on CNN were saying that we cannot make the same mistakes that we did in 2016 with Donald Trump. And then lo and behold, when I saw this advertisement about the town hall, I was like, the fuck are they doing? My wife's like, I want to watch it. Little did I know. What a shit show.
Yeah. It is exactly what 2016 was, where you're giving him a platform, a megaphone, to spout a bunch of nonsense, to barely be challenged on that nonsense because he won't allow the person that's interviewing him to get a word in edgewise. And he doesn't actually listen to anything anybody else is saying. And then just disparages that person anyways as being nasty.
Well, to be fair, Oliver Darcy, who is a future former employee of CNN, wrote in the Reliable Sources newsletter Wednesday, that town hall made it feel like it was 2016 all over again.
Yeah.
So to Oliver, I hope you have a box to get all your shit. I think it was, what I thought was interesting was that they set it up as having GOP and undecided or unregistered or independent voters. That's what they call them in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. In GOP or Republicans and independents to ask questions. Dude, when dude clowned on E.G. Carroll and they started cheering, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, this is happening like right now. This is what's happening.
I could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose a vote.
Yep. I think people that vote for Trump, well, let me give you my summary. Well, I'll save that to the end. So we have a couple clips. Let's play the Trump and Trump's feelings on Russia and the Ukraine. Let's roll that beautiful footage.
The current administration has made it clear that we should continue to provide military equipment to Ukraine so that they can defend themselves. Do you support this decision? And how would you deal with the increasing threat posed by Vladimir Putin?
First of all, thank you very much. That's really nice. And it's an important question, so important, because we're giving away so much equipment. We don't have ammunition for ourselves right now.
I'm sorry,
what? We don't have ammunition
what?
For ourselves. We're giving away so much. But here's the thing.
Ridiculous. Say, where no, is that no stack coming from?
If I were president, this would have never happened.
Ammunition. And even we the can't arm ourselves. We're shipping all of our planes and our tanks over to Ukraine.
And his pipeline would have never happened. A lot of things
God,
would have never
he's
happened.
So fucking dumb.
But this
Which
would
Democrats
never have happened.
That,
and
Mr.
all those
president?
Dead people, both Russian and Ukrainian, they wouldn't be dead today. And all those cities that are blown up and disintegrated right to the ground, that wouldn't have happened. Okay, now, here's the problem. We've given so far $171 billion. They've given, meaning European Union, which is approximately the same size altogether as our economy.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah, the EU's economy can't be the same. I mean, California has like the third highest economy in the world.
Yeah. Trump.
I mean, I know he's just saying shit to say shit, but.
So we're at 170, let's say, and they're at 20. You don't have to know too much about history to realize, or geography, to realize that they're a little bit more affected than we are, okay?
I think he was looking for the word being math.
Being what? Mad?
Math. You don't have to know about history or geography.
You also don't have to know math.
No, Donald, it's math, you fucking idiot.
So they've got to put up a lot more money because they're taking advantage of us like every other country did. That's why I ended NAFTA and replaced it with the USMCA in Mexico.
But
Canada.
On this issue, Mr. President, I should know, I don't know any Democrats who have said they don't believe Putin would have been invaded if you were president. But her question is, would you continue to give Ukraine money and weapons if you're elected? What's the answer?
I have a very good relationship with President Zelensky because, as you know,
because I tried to blackmail him.
Phony impeachment hoax number one, when he said the president didn't do anything wrong. So
that was
I happened
when you
to
asked
like,
him for an investigation.
So I happened to like, yeah, that's
weapons.
Right. And I was totally exonerated, by the way, just a waste of time and money.
You were impeached over that. But let's stay on topic here, Mr. President, because the question is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding?
I was impeached by a crazy woman named Nancy
Pelosi.
But the
question here is, would you give Ukraine weapons and funding if you were elected?
I would sit down. Let me just put it a nicer way. If I'm president, I will have that war settled in one day, 24 hours.
How would you settle that war in one day?
Because I'll meet with Putin, I'll meet with Zelensky. They both have weaknesses and they both have strengths. And within 24 hours, that war will be settled. It'll be over. It'll be absolutely over.
Do you
over.
Want Ukraine to win this war?
I don't think in terms of winning and losing. I think in terms of getting it settled so we stop killing all these people and breaking down this country. Now,
Mr. President, can I just follow up on that? Because that's a really important
excuse me,
statement
let me
that
just
you just
follow
made
up.
There. Can you say if you want Ukraine or Russia to win this war?
I want everybody to stop dying. They're dying. Russians and Ukrainians. I want them to stop dying. And I'll have that done. I'll have that done in 24
God,
hours. I'll
pause
have it.
It done. Jeez. This motherfucker says he will end a war in 24 hours. Based on what, dude?
Well, he's going to sit down with Putin and Zelensky, who he has a very good relationship with. And they both have weaknesses, and they both have strengths. So, ipso facto, vis-a-vis, ergo, the war is over.
Because of geography and history.
Well, if you understand history, you realize that 7 is greater than 20.
He's a fucking idiot, man.
And that Europe's a little closer to a European country than we are.
God, he's so stupid.
Like, there's part of me, and it's a very, very small part, very teeny tiny part, that wants him to win the election just so that the day after he's inaugurated, someone can ask him, so is the war in Russia or in Ukraine over yet? And obviously, that's not really worth it. I'm being
this is infrastructure, man, like for 4 years. Come on. He's an incompetent piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue with this painful exercise.
You need the power of the presidency to do it.
But you won't say that you want Ukraine to win.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this. I want Europe to put up more money because they're in for $20 billion. We're in for $170
and they should be.
And they should equalize. They have plenty of money. They should equalize. I got with NATO, when I sat down, I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars that they weren't paying under Obama and Bush and all of these other presidents. That's why they're able to help them fight the war, because of the money I got. But I want Europe.
What's happening in Ukraine,
Mr. President? I want Europe to put up more money because they're laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of jerks. We're spending $170 billion for faraway land, and they're right next door to that land, and they're in for 20.
Because everybody knows that Russia expanding and being aggressive and hostile towards other countries will stop as soon as it reaches, what, the Ukrainian border? The European border?
I have mixed feelings about the whole Ukraine thing, to be honest with you. Like, I still have a... this is the same country that we were just not even 5 years ago, like, investigating for corruption, and we were giving them, you know, millions of dollars. It's no different than Israel. And I have no beef with either country. I'm just saying, like, at some level, I see our foreign policy is to treat some countries like pawn pieces.
Yeah.
And I don't really subscribe to that too much. I get how you keep the part of the economy going, but sometimes it's, you know, unfortunate that we let wars happen. We let conflict happen. Our foreign policy has been garbage for a long time, before Trump, before Obama. We have, since Desert Storm, we have, in my opinion, we're not that city on the hill that everybody keeps talking about.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace.
We just keep getting our hands caught in the cookie jar one time too many. Ukraine is a byproduct of well over 40 years of just bullshit. Like, I'm sorry. Fuck. And it's a capitalism problem. It's a foreign policy problem. It's a how we try to pimp other countries for oil. I mean, Saudi Arabia is still fucking us right now.
Right. But we're allowing it to happen because we want their oil. Not that we need it.
Not that we need
it. Because we got plenty.
We just don't. We want to export our oil. We don't want to do anything with a new energy source. So there's a lot of fuckery going on.
Well, because if you create a new energy source, then that oil becomes less valuable.
Then it's all fucked.
It is. We're all pretty fucked.
When it comes to what's happening there, when you were in office, you said that you respected President Putin. Do you still respect him today?
He made a tremendous mistake. He was a smart guy, you know. I remember I said he was smart, she was smart.
He said
President Xi of China, right, is smart. Okay, 1.5 billion people. He's the ruler of 1.5 billion people. I said, yeah, he's a smart guy. How dare he say he's smart? Of course he's smart.
Nobody, none of the fucking pundits, seriously, picked up on the fact he doesn't refer to President Xi as the leader of China. He refers to him as the ruler.
He's the ruler of 1.5 billion people.
Ruler of 1.5 billion people.
Ruler of 1.5 billion people.
Does not look at democracy as a vehicle. He looks at it as...
an obstacle.
Yeah. He's the ruler of 1.5 billion people. He's not the ruler of shit. It's no less than Putin is not the ruler of Russia.
Right.
Provided some people, you know, they take a bullet here and there, those people could kill Putin. Those people could kill President Xi. Just saying.
Also, by the way, I did a little digging. the European Union's gross domestic product for 2022 was $16.6 trillion. That was following the U.S.'s $26 trillion and China's $19 trillion. So only $9.4 trillion separating the two. But, you know, $150 billion is definitely worth squabbling over.
They want you to say he's a stupid person. Okay, he's not a stupid person. He's very smart. He's very cunning. And Putin made a bad mistake, in my opinion.
What was his mistake?
His mistake was going in. He would have never gone in if I was president. We used to talk about it, Phil.
He used to talk about invading Ukraine, and you were like, I wouldn't do it.
Do you believe that he is a war criminal?
What?
Do you believe that Putin is a war criminal? He's responsible for the deaths of thousands of
Ukrainian
men.
Should not be discussed now. It should be discussed later. Because right now, we have to get a war. If you say he's a war criminal, it's going to be a lot tougher to make a deal to get this thing stopped.
A deal.
Because if he's going to be a war criminal, where people are going to go and grab him and execute him, he's going to fight a lot harder than he's fighting, you know, under the other circumstances.
That's part of it, is that he thinks he's going to show up and he's going to tell Zelensky to just let Russia have the little annexed, you know, the parts that where they had basically ceded a bunch of Russian separatists, be like, just let them have that and Crimea, and Ukraine's not going to go for that. Like, that deal has already been on the table, and they've rejected it multiple times. So, and Putin's not giving up without feeling like he won something, because if he doesn't, that's the end for him.
Oh, he's done.
I mean, he's probably done either way, yeah, but it's like,
you know, they talked about it.
Yeah.
What'd you have for dinner tonight? Well, you know, I had a steak and I was thinking about invading Ukraine. I probably shouldn't do that. Just hold on.
Maybe I'll just go with the steak then.
That's something to be discussed at a later date.
Isn't
right
it
now, we
want to
get that war
is?
Settled. And I'm not talking about the money either. I'm
That's
talking
all
about
you've
all
talked
the lives
about.
That are being
Let's go to the next one. That's actually the one I want to talk about, because he's a deal maker. Why we should default.
So my question is, what do you think about the United States' current debt situation, and how can we move forward?
I say to the Republicans out there, congressmen, senators, if they don't give you massive cuts, you're going to have to do a default. And I don't believe they're going to do a default, because I think the Democrats will absolutely cave, because you don't want to have that happen. But it's better than what we're doing right now, because we're spending money like drunken sailors.
The U.S. defaulting would be massively consequential for everyone in this room, for all of
you. You don't know.
It's psychological. It's really psychological more than anything else. And it could be...
I've defaulted on numerous debts in my life.
Bad week or a bad day.
Another question from a voter tonight.
Get all of that money that was wasted, and frankly, the Senate should have never approved it. Get all that money that was wasted, and if they don't get rid of that, you'll have to default.
Okay? Mr. President, we've got another voter here tonight.
And by the way, you're going to default eventually anyway, but it's going to be much messier.
Here's one of my new thing. I'm not going to talk to people that don't understand, like, politics about politics. Like, I'm just not going to. It makes me irritated when I hear people say, number one, Trump was good for the country. How? Well, there wasn't a clip where he talks about the tax breaks. The tax breaks really only, you know, helped out people that made, you know, six figures, like I think it was $400,000 and up.
Mm-hmm. You know, all those hardworking blue collar folks.
Yeah. So, you know, he can't describe a policy. Nobody can describe a policy to me. This guy doesn't understand the fucking economy. When I hear people talk about inflation, I get fucking furious. Inflation's bad. Why? Because Biden. What did Biden do to, like, increase inflation?
Well, he's spending too much money.
Because that affects the price of what?
Well, yeah, he's got to print the money to spend it. So that makes the value of the dollar go down, which makes the price of everything go up. And that's inflation. I know inflation. I was in school.
Well, you didn't take an economy class, you fucking idiot. You know what Canada did that I think is pretty impressive? They had every major grocer in Canada speak to their House of Commons. Have we done that in the States? No, because we're like pussy. Like most of our inflation is manufactured.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is probably, I'd say 5 to 7% labor increases, but I don't think it's 100% because of labor.
No. Or even the combination of labor and cost of goods sold.
Right.
You know, like cost of labor and materials, basically.
Right. I find that hard to believe.
Most of it. I mean, they've shown that what, like 30% of what we are seeing as quote unquote inflation is really driven by corporate profits.
And how long have I been saying it's all manufactured?
Like at least a year now.
And then for the idiot fucking economists that won't say we're in a recession, they're only doing that to forego the impact it has on fucking Wall Street.
Right.
We're in a goddamn recession.
Well, but if you tell people that you're in a recession, then they're not going to go shopping anymore. They won't spend the money that they have. Everything will change.
Yeah, so I'm not going to talk about politics with people that I don't think are informed enough about politics. I don't think
people understand. Does that mean we can't talk about politics on here anymore? Oh, we can. I just didn't know if you felt like I was informed enough.
Well, I mean, like outside of this podcast, I'm just not going to do it. It's a fucking waste of time.
So I'm not informed enough, but you'll continue to debate politics with me. I see how it is.
That's not what I'm saying.
I got it. It's not what I'm saying. Hey guys, thanks for watching this episode. In case you ignored my previous instructions, make sure to subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell. Oh, and don't forget to tickle that little like button. And if you have something to say, you can drop it in the comment down below. See you on the next one.